Ugh, I'm not in the mood. Do we have to do this?
Yes.
Wait, are we recording? Okay, let's go. You're listening to The Allie Colbert Show.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Do you pronounce your name Freya?
Yes.
Okay. Well, welcome to the Allie Colbert Show. You made it here. You have amazing clips on TikTok, which is how I found you. And you have a podcast, Lesbian Supper Club. Will you share with my fans what your podcast is about?
Yeah, of course. So it's run by me and my girlfriend Scarlett. We actually, funnily enough, it started off of TikToks because we would go out with our friends and like start recording us sitting down at a dinner table. It all starts off pretty calm, collected, and then turns into like lesbian chaos. So for us, we were like, we love this like concept of our group of lesbians all getting together and the shit that we would share at those tables. And a lot of the time, me and Scarlett used to like send our friends voice notes, and they were like, you guys just need to do a podcast. The way that we basically just talk over each other all the time, but always love to give like unsolicited advice and talk about gay shit, basically, in a different way than I think some people talk about it, because we like to take more like serious topics and make it a little bit more digestible. So not always super serious, but we love talking about like toxic girls, strap-ons, dating, exes.
Are there a lot of like British lesbian podcasts, or do I just not know about them?
There's the Two's Twos podcast. But if I'm honest with you, I don't know of too many British lesbian podcasters.
Like you guys are the only one. You're the only ones that I see in my feed ever, but maybe I don't know why that is. I'm like, I see a lot of American lesbians talking about being gay, but so you do the podcast with your girlfriend, and how long have you been seeing your girlfriend?
God, almost 5 years now. It's okay. Like 300 lesbian years.
Yeah. So is this each other's first relationships with women, or?
No, so I had two like full-time relationships before Scarlett, both ups and downs for sure, but like learning curves as well, and just like learning about like how to navigate, because we even spoke about this. We're like, lesbians don't have like a blueprint when it comes to dating. It's like we have no idea what we're getting ourselves in for, and we know what to look out for in like a toxic man, because so like that's everywhere, you know, like films and TV shows and stuff. You kind of know what the dynamic should look like, whereas you have no idea what the dynamic should really look like in a lesbian relationship. So
yeah, it's true. What should the dynamic look like? There's so many like fuckboy lesbians.
Oh, there's so many of them. Can they stop?
I know. I feel like I sometimes am a perpetrator of it.
Really? Are you a fuckboy?
In the past, I think I was a bit of a fuckboy, just because I think a lot of these lesbians that are well, I'll only speak for some of them, but maybe I'll just speak for myself. But it was like when I finally was able to date women, I had wanted to date women for so long that having the opportunity to do so, I finally was like, fuck yeah, this is the shit. Oh, and maybe I got a little hungry with power, you know?
I've got to be honest with you, like, we've all been through that phase, surely, right? And I definitely did, again, when I, like, figured out exactly what I was, and I ended up breaking off my, like, first serious relationship, and I was like a kid in a candy store, like, quite literally. But I think there's a difference, right, between just being a bit of a hoe and being a fuckboy.
Right.
So, like, hoe and you're, like, sleeping with everyone and you're having so much fun, you might make a few accidents, whatever, but then like being a fuck boy is almost like it's a state of mind, isn't it? It's like pants down the trousers, it's the hey mamas, it's a whole thing.
That's not even what I'm referring to so much as just like just being a non-committed dick, I feel.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know, it's like it's hard when like I feel like, well, when did you come, where did you grow up and when did you come out?
So I grew up in Windsor. I don't know if you know it, but it's outside of London. Have you been to England?
Well, I know Windsor. Isn't it Windsor Castle? Windsor Palace? Yeah. So
yeah, it's very close to London. Windsor Castle, Legoland is there. So, you know, that's what everyone seems to know it for. So you can imagine like the whitest town that you could ever imagine. Fucking horrendous. very like quaint, not super open, not super liberal, not horrendous though. So like, not on the other end of the spectrum, just wasn't like how London is. Like, London is like, is very liberal in quite a few areas. I didn't realize I was gay until I was about 22. So I came out to my family when I was 22. That was absolutely fucking horrendous. I think I always knew that I was gay, but I just didn't want to admit it. Like, I lived a life of just like, there's no way I can be gay. I always used to wish that I could wake up straight the next day and all that kind of stuff. And now if I woke up straight, I genuinely think I'd have an aneurysm. Like, I'd run into traffic. Like, I'd hate to wake up straight tomorrow. But yeah, I think there was just a lot of issues surrounding that. And so it took me so long to like come to terms. I had a girlfriend when I was 19, from Brazil.
Well, I was 19. She was a bit older. She was a bit more seasoned than me. She kind of knew the gay world a lot better than I did. But I just, yeah, forced her back into the closet, which is just not
oh, wow.
Really,
she was willing to go back into the closet for you.
Yeah, she did.
Wow,
yeah,
she really liked you.
She must have. Yeah, she's an idiot. I feel really bad about it. Like, I still apologize. It's a good like 10 years later and I'm like, I'm sorry.
Are you you're friends with her now?
Yeah. Oh, that's in true lesbian style, I'm friends with all of my exes.
Why? Are you very close with them?
I wouldn't say like very close, but like have a good relationship. Yeah.
It's amazing that lesbians are able to do that. I haven't been able to do that once.
Really? See, now neither
of us. None of my exes will talk to me.
Dude, I totally get it. I totally get it when people aren't friends with them. Have you tried? Have you tried to speak to them?
I've tried. One of them is really, really mad at me. And I think my assumption would be that I moved on pretty quickly. And I left the relationship basically saying, like, I want to sow my wild oats. And then I was, like, in another relationship pretty soon after. And I think that was hurtful, which is totally hurtful. But also, it's not personal to them.
No, it's not. And the thing is, that happens all the time. Like, you're not the only person who does that. And right. I think that your intentions at the time is true. So, like, when you were leaving the relationship, that was true, what you were saying. It just so happens to be that you tripped and fell into another woman. And that happens naturally.
All I do is trip and fall into women just every day. I just can't help. I love it. I just, you know, I love falling in love with women. I love dating women. I really feel so gay. I feel more gay every day.
So gay every day. I think same, but also you obviously love the honeymoon period, right? That's like your
live for it. It's really it's like a big issue in my life that like I'm so attached to that period.
So you just love that so much. You love bomb to fuck. And then you're like, oh, I'm done now. And then they're left crying. And then they never
basically
speak again. You wonder why.
I really feel like I'm like, when I've talked to people about like dating and like people are like, well, I just love fucking. I'm like, I actually just love when someone becomes obsessed with me. I would much rather chase that high every day, which sounds really healthy. But
you need to own it. Like, you just, it happens. I think so many people are the same. They just don't say it. Also, you're a comedian as well, right? So
yes,
you kind of like, I mean, you're a brilliant comedian, by the way. You're very
Thank
funny.
You.
But I think it's that same part of your brain maybe that it scratches. When an audience laughs is probably like the same feeling that you get when a girl is like,
oh, 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, you know, it feels validating and all of those things. Where did you meet this older Brazilian woman who you put back in the closet?
Poor girl.
As a young Windsor lesbian.
Met her on Instagram.
On Instagram?
Yeah, on Instagram.
Did you DM her?
No, she DM'd me. She DM'd me quite a few times.
Wow.
But I was so far in the closet that I was like, absolutely not. And you know when like something in your brain does like do it for the plot?
Yeah.
I was like, no, just try this out. And it felt very like safe to me because obviously she was in Brazil. So I was like, this is a very safe territory. I'm not going to bump into you in the streets. My parents aren't going to know who you are. That's great. I didn't intend to fall in love with her. Just so happened that I did. And it wasn't until like 8 months we were talking online, like FaceTiming and everything else. And then she came over to London.
So you hadn't met in person for 8 months?
No, that's fucking crazy.
That is so lesbian.
So lesbian.
It's like so, so dramatic and intense. Yeah. And like, it's just why are women like, why are lesbians that? Like that, like 8 months of FaceTiming.
Cool, Ali is so small. Who the fuck was I gonna find in Windsor? No one. So I was like, well, yeah. I may as well just go so far.
Right. Okay.
I think
fair
it
enough.
Genuinely is one of those things where you don't think that you'll fall in love and then you just happen to. And I think because there's no like actual like physical sex in the way or anything like that, it's like you really get to know the person within those 8 months. It's super catfish. It's a whole thing.
But I know. And then you're probably in 8 months, are you already saying to the person, I'm falling in love with you, all these things.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, of course.
Like, that is just unbelievable.
There's baby names out there.
I know, exactly. Like, and then you haven't even, like, seen them in person. Were you worried that she wouldn't look?
Yeah, I wasn't necessarily, like, worried, but I was worried as to kind of, like, how it would be. Because imagine you've had this, like, intense relationship online, and then you meet each other, and you just sit there, like... And obviously being my like first girlfriend, like I'd never like properly like slept with a woman before either. So it was like a whole thing. Like I'm just like jumping up and down in Heathrow. Just waiting
for her. God. And did your parents, who did your parents think you
better.
Were?
She looked better in person. So.
Oh, she looked better.
Yeah.
And how long did you then date this woman?
Like 3 years.
3 years? Three years? Did you do long distance Brazil?
Of course we did. Of course we did.
Oh my. Three did you years think back I'm going to marry this woman?
Oh, I did until I didn't.
Yeah, right.
and I think as well, when you're in like a younger relationship, I think you jump to those ideas of like, I'm going to marry this person. You don't kind of think about the whole thing, like the fuller picture, your compatibilities, all that kind of stuff. And it kind of went pear-shaped quite a few times. And it made me realize, I was like, okay, I can't carry on doing this. This is not healthy.
Right. And when you go to Heathrow and you're, you know, jumping with excitement, or when you're talking to this girl over the 8 month period, what do your parents think? Do you have siblings?
Yeah, I've got siblings. I've got a gay sister, to be fair.
Okay.
And another straight sister, and I didn't tell anyone, and my parents didn't know. But then, like, obviously, when she came over, I was like, "You've got a boyfriend." It's terrible. So she'd like sit there and make up all this shit about a boyfriend. I felt really sorry for her because, like, I was shitting myself, like really shitting myself that like anyone would find out.
But was your sister out?
I told my sister about, I think, like a year into the relationship, and she screamed, and she was like, I cannot believe that I had no idea. Like, she just didn't know.
And she was out to your parents, though, while this girl was so that's so interesting to me, and it's not the first time I've heard this, where you have a closeted sibling, and then the other sibling is out and gay, and I don't know anything about your sister, and I know this much about you, but... Did that make it harder for you to come out that your sister was out in a weird way? Because sometimes people assume it would be easier, but I think it would be much harder.
I think it's harder, right? Because 2 out of 3 now.
Yeah.
You know, it's no longer a token gay. I didn't want her to get the blame for me coming out either, because she's like 7 years older than me. I didn't want her to get the blame, being, you know, that whole shit of like, oh, well, she must have like made her this way kind of thing. And my mum really didn't do well when she came out, like really, really fucking badly. My sister was 16 when she came out, so like super gold star lesbian.
Wow.
And I remember how traumatic all of that was. So I just didn't, even though she's fine now with like her and her wife, she's like great with them.
Oh, she has a wife now. Like,
yeah, she's got a wife, yeah. So I was so terrified that I was gonna receive the same treatment, and I did, yeah.
is it a god thing? Is Windsor a god town?
No, it's not a god thing. It's just like an ignorant thing. It's not she's not like religious, you know. It was no,
she's just filled with hate. No, I'm joking.
No, yeah, just filled with fucking hate towards lesbians. Crazy.
She doesn't love God. She just hates gay people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there was no real good reason behind it. I don't think there ever is, to be fair. But yeah, so that was really shit. But I also began to like love who I was. Like after that all happened and that like hurdle of going through it, I then was like, okay, I need to just like start accepting who I am, because that's not going to change. And like, I love these women that like I'm going out with and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, what is my problem? Like, why can I not, you know, really think about that? And it wasn't until really the breakup with that girl that I ended up embracing my gayness and like enjoying it.
you know, it's interesting, like the first lesbian relationship. And mm-hmm. when I reflect on my first lesbian relationship, I joke in my stand-up that I'm the boy one. That's like a joke I make. Yeah. I proposed, like, I feel masculine in a lot of dynamic ways, mm-hmm. even though I'm not, like, I don't present as super, like, Butch Dyke. But
yeah.
when I was dating my first girlfriend, I was still, like, figuring out who I was, like, energetically and, like, how I felt about being gay and how I presented being gay. And mm-hmm. I think it's so funny to, like, look at, like, first lesbian relationships and how you're kind of, like, fumbling around with, like, gender and sexual identity. Dude, you're just, like, happy yeah. to touch a girl. You don't mm-hmm. even know, like, yeah. you're not thinking about, like, who I actually am. So it's really after that first relationship where you're like, okay, I get it now.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I'm still just happy to be in the room with a woman. Like, honestly, I'm
100%.
Really, just touch a boob and I'm, like, beyond yeah. happy. It's
yeah.
pathetic. But yeah, no, I totally get you. It was that thing of like, okay, now that I'm past the whole like overwhelmed with actually being with a woman, I know now what I actually want in a woman.
Yeah.
What that is like. And again, like I've done the whole thing with like different like gender expressions, and then my energy is like, I'm such a mum. Mm-hmm. But I've also got quite a strong like masculine energy as well. Like I love doing shit for girls. Like,
yeah, me too.
Something to do and I'll do it.
Oh my God, I love yeah. being in the service of a hot woman. I don't, it's yeah. just like, I get so frustrated when I see all of these men that are like not showing up for their gorgeous girlfriends. I'm like, I would fucking be there 24/7. I would yeah. be there. It's like, uh-huh. what greater joy is there on God's green earth than doing something for a woman? Are you kidding me? Like, let yeah. me rub your feet and like pick up groceries. It's fucking insane.
Yeah, like, I love getting groceries for girls and cooking dinner. Oh my God, love it. Let me do everything for you. Let me open up any jar you have in your house.
I wish I was strong enough to do that, but like the intention is always there. I just, God, women are hot.
You're just there with like a really red face, like shaking with a jar. Like,
I'll shake all day. Okay, so you get out of the, so, oh God, I don't even know where to, I have a lot of directions I would like to go with this, but mm-hmm. do you have like a working, like a viable relationship with your mom now? Like people are always yeah. writing and asking about, so how did that happen?
So it just took a bit of time. Like she ignored me for a good few weeks until Mug, I hosted a surprise birthday party for her. Who does that? I did. And so obviously I think it kind of made her feel a bit bad. I mean, obviously it was like such a guilt move for me. How manipulative. I was like, you're not talking to me. I'm going to host you a birthday party. And
think is like how desperate you were for her to love you.
Yeah. I was, yeah, I was really desperate.
But yeah, you manipulative cunt. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, I'm still a cunt. I was just a sad one. But yeah, so I was just going above and beyond to basically be like, I'm still the same person that I always have been. Just over time, she just got so much better with it, really. And then I got another girlfriend after the Brazilian one, and she welcomed her in and was really nice to her. And then she kind of like saw us within that relationship. She saw how like fucking heartbroken and ridiculous I was after that one. And now with my current girlfriend, she just fucking loves Scarlett. She pretty much prefers her to me, I think. So it's worked out really well. I think that she just needs a bit of time. I also think that she's gay. Like I genuinely do. And I
know, really?
I think this is like the only reason why she could
is
really.
Is your dad be. In the picture?
They're divorced now.
Okay. Yeah. And you think she's actually gay?
I think pretty much he's already said it as well. Like she's just like not really interested in men. Like she's one of those people that would like go on and on and on about men. But as soon as a man shows any form of interest in her, like quite a good looking, like older guy, she's like, like panics. Like a bit like how I would panic, you know? And I'm like, I just don't get it. Like there's clearly something there that makes you so hatred towards lesbians because it makes sense for her to hate us for being our true selves so much if she is like gay or has like internalized homophobia. Like she even says the line, she was like, what you don't understand is that I have to come out too. She thinks that by telling other people about us being gay, someone's like, yeah.
Do you mean when she has to tell her friends like my daughters are gay?
Yeah.
That's what she means by coming out also?
Yeah.
You know, that weighed on me about my mom a bit, though. Like, I was imagining my mom, the idea of my mom, like, having to tell people that her oldest daughter was a lesbian. I hated the idea that my mom would feel any like shame or embarrassment around that. So I understand that like she does have like a social, like if she's going to be like sharing her life, she has a social responsibility to then share that her child is gay.
These are really liberal people that she's friends with.
Yeah.
That have even been a bit like, yeah, like they don't give a fuck. It's just, it's very normal. Yeah.
Right. It's interesting, though, the language of her saying, well, I have to come out, too. You know?
I think there's a lot of worry about that. It's almost like I don't think that she wants people to assume that she's gay. Do you know what I mean? It's all very
It is interesting. And how long did it take you to, I mean, the first lesbian heartbreak is kind of iconic. It's debilitating. It just kind of cuts you off at the knees. I think all lesbian heartbreaks are just awful because, I mean, do I think straight couples are close and profoundly intimate?
No.
Sure.
Absolutely not.
But not in the way that two women are. I mean, and I think it. I've talked about this before, but it kind of plays into, like, people talk about lesbian bed death.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've talked about it on your show, but...
Yeah, for sure.
I do think that, like, the reason that that exists as a concept is because, like, lesbians become so close to one another, two women, that they become kind of enmeshed and, like, lose the polarity of, like, a sexual charge at times. Yeah. And that also, but that it's really a testament to, like, how they just can become, like, one person in a relationship. And, like, that breakup can feel like an amputation of, like, an arm.
Oh, it really does. I felt like I felt like someone had literally ripped off all of my limbs. And I was just like that was honestly, it's like brutal. An honest representation of how I felt. It's funny that you say about lesbian bed death, because we always say lesbian bed coma. So, like, so you can be revived. Like, you don't. And it is so common. Like, it happens in literally, like, every single long-term lesbian relationship. And it is because of that, like, meshing of the two people. And I think also, again, we don't have that blueprint of what the relationship looks like. I think so many women just try and keep their, like, men happy, whereas, like, open communication, we can talk about it and be like, well, what can we kind of, like, do in this space so that it doesn't get to the point where it's, like, super awkward to even, like, mention sex,
right?
Or just, like, invite someone else in and just have a threesome. I don't know, just have fun.
Is that a trick you and Scarlett grab, is like a third, is that what you're doing, or what
we would do it for sure. Okay. Just not kind of like actively looking for it. We're not on like dating apps.
That's not like your go-to.
Trying on lesbians everywhere. Yeah. Not yet anyway.
But 5 years, how do you kind of, you know, like I've not been in with someone for 5 years. That's, how do you keep it hot?
How do they do it? Yeah. It's honestly, like, she's just amazing. Like, she's a great person. And I think that our ability to kind of like really understand each other is, been a testament to why we've lasted as long as we have so far. And just being able to, I think it's like respect as well, right? So it's like when somebody tells you something, you just like, you actually respect it, and you, the more that you understand that person, the more you're able to kind of like make reasonable adjustments, and like vice versa. I think that that's kind of how it's worked. We just also just have a lot of fun together. Like, we just laugh a lot and take the piss out of each other constantly, like all the fucking time.
I love that British phrase.
Oh yeah, taking the piss.
Take the piss out of each other. Have you seen Hijack?
Hijack?
The show on Apple TV.
No, I haven't.
The plane is being hijacked by like a bunch of like British people that they don't have like a London accent. I don't know. They sound like, they're like, why is something dodgy here? Like they, it's that accent.
That sounds fucking terrible. It's probably Northern. But
they're like, we're gonna put your tablets in the bag, folks. Like, it's really aggressive British accent. And your accent is not that, but it's totally like a London accent. Like, so.
No. Is it like my accent always changes? Like, I can either be like very quintessentially British and I can talk about tea and biscuits and all that kind of stuff. Or I'm like, oh, more like, oh, fuck it. Yeah, whatever. In it.
That is like a Love Island type. We're going into my name's my nan, a lot of that.
My nan. Yeah, my nan. And I like to listen to Adele because she grew up around the corner from me, innit?
Oh, yeah, so, yeah.
Talk about everything. Like,
you're good. You can do kind of all of the English dialects.
We've got so many of them. We've got so many dialects.
I know. Sussex. Sussex. So how did you meet Scarlett? then?
So funnily enough, so I was actually like, I was dating this girl for like a very like short period of time after my like massive heartbreak breakup with my second girlfriend. And I was single for a few months, and then I found this other girl because I was like, I need to like get back into reality a little bit, because I was like losing who I was. And I started seeing her, and then I wasn't in like this like lesbian circle that is in London. Like I just kind of wasn't in it. And but she was.
Like so a popular actually, group of lesbians.
So it's not even popular. It's almost like there's a circle where everyone just knows each other. But no one knew who I was. I was just kind of like, whatever. I don't know why I wasn't. Maybe I wasn't invited. I don't know. And this girl was like posting me all over her stories. And little did I know, Scarlett followed her. Now, Scarlett then added me as a friend on Instagram, and I ripped my hair out. Me and this other girl just kind of like weren't working out anyway for like a number of different reasons. We broke up. I slid in the DMs so fucking quickly into Scarlett's.
You initiate.
I did, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I was like, I can't even remember what I said. I said something about Cara Delevingne. She like shared Cara on her stories. I was like, I need something to like talk about. Yeah. And she had just broken up with a girlfriend of hers. So we were kind of like talking just a bit for a while. Mm-hmm. Until we like met up, and then I just, yeah, that, you know, classic lesbian style. You meet.
Lost your mind.
Day is your whole date.
And yeah, my life. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I love when like straight people will be like, oh, I'm going on a date, it's at 7, I should be home by like 9:30. I'm like, if I'm going on a date, I'll be home next year. Like this date will take up the month. What are you talking about?
What are you talking? What are they doing wrong?
It's crazy, like hours, hours. Even the like straight reflections on sex where they're like, oh, it lasts like 20 minutes. I'm like, lesbian sex is like a 5-hour.
Oh, it's a good marathon.
It's like a theater. It's like, I can't. I've got myself
one of those like drippy hamster drinks of water just on the side of my bed.
Yeah.
Keep me going. Yeah, an electrolyte, a Mars bar. I'm going.
I know. It's not like this tiny, like, I don't know what is going, that's just probably how long women can deal with men is like, they can't deal with them for longer than like, you know.
I think I'm actually allergic to men. Like, I seriously think I'm allergic to them.
I remember having sex with men.
I remember it was like, no, my body literally would like reject men.
No, my vagina would literally sew itself shut. Like, it was brutal. It was just like, my whole body was just like, no, I know. I'm such a man-hating lesbian lately. And a lot of my best friends are actually guys. I just can't imagine dating a guy.
No. And I do love guys. Like, I do have some amazing guy friends.
Yeah.
But I'm still a man-hating lesbian because it's just a brilliant title.
It's a brilliant title. And also just like, men aren't like ready to be dated.
No, they like, need I'm to like, evolve a little bit more. They do need to evolve.
They like need to like bake in the oven a little more. They're like undercooked. Like, you guys aren't done.
No, then you're not. You are raw.
Yeah, literally.
We are well seasoned, seared.
Right.
Overcooked. Some might say.
You guys have more time until you're ready to be served. Like, this is not a full person. Please bake a little more. I really feel that way. I you know, I admire you DMing your girlfriend and just going for it. I think the biggest issue that lesbians write into my show about, or women that, you know, want to explore their sexuality, is that they don't know how to flirt with other women is the first thing. And they're like, I don't know if this woman is flirting with me or if she's just being friendly or if she's my friend. And then there becomes this thing which, like, you were like, oh, I messaged that girl and I felt comfortable because she lived in Brazil. So I knew something wouldn't, like, happen right away. Is that lesbians or whoever, when they're nervous, they're, like, not fully committed to actualizing anything. So we get in this kind of limbo of, like, are they flirting? And also, like, something might not happen. How do you speak to people who are like, how do I know if she's flirting with me?
Honestly, it's a vibe. Yeah. Like, if you can't
the
vibe, then they're not flirting with you. Like, the thing is with me is that I don't know if it's just me, but I find it so painfully obvious when a girl is flirting with me. I know.
Wow, okay. Well, you've been in the game for a minute.
But I'm clearly, I've just got spidey senses. I don't know what it is. No, honestly, I would test the waters on the other side though. Because if you're not sure, I think there's little things that you can do. right? So even if it's like touching her arm, or
I say this all the time, I go, touch the hand.
Just touch the hand, touch the arm. See how they respond to that as well. You know, try and bring up certain topics that you would only bring up in a situation like that. You know, ask them about their, like, maybe not like dating history, but be like, are you single? Like, try and kind of like gauge it that way as well. I think the main thing is have confidence, because if you have confidence and you come across and you're like very much yourself, you're very clearly like being quite gay with what you're saying, even if it's like referencing something that's gay.
Yeah.
But did you watch The Outward? Like, it could be literally anything.
Yeah.
And having those kind of conversations, because if they don't like it, they were the wrong person anyway. And then you can quickly move on. Do you know what I mean? Because I think otherwise you're going to agonize over this conversation that you're going to have with this girl, this innocent straight girl that stood there that has no idea what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, you just have to gauge it, because it's like you be all touchy-feely. If they respond well to that, or like if they touch you back quite frequently, that's a very clear sign that they're into you. Or like try and buy them a drink. If you're at a bar as well, be like, let me buy you a drink.
Yeah, so just going for it then. Just going for it.
Go for it. Because honestly, you've got nothing to lose. Because if she's then like, no, you're not buying me a drink, the worst that can happen is literally that. She's just done it. Okay, fine.
Yeah, I think people are worried that, like, if say you flirt with someone and they're your friend, they're like, what the fuck, you like me?
Yeah.
That feels hard to back out of. But maybe if it's more like coming from a place of like, listen, I think you're so pretty. I mean, I wouldn't do this if I were so close to someone. Like, I would probably have a better sense. Yeah, actually, don't hit on your really close friends. But if you have a friendly vibe with someone and they're not like in the circle, I generally think, I agree with you that you can't say the wrong thing to the right person.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, you're not going to fuck it up. Like,
yeah, you'll always say the right thing to the right person. Yeah.
And they're not into it. It's a compliment when someone is hit on. Like, exactly. I wouldn't be like, fuck you. You think I'm hot? You want to
I think
smash?
Also it's just like
you want to shag? Like, I don't think it's a fucking problem, man. Sorry, I'm so annoying. Honest, I can't stop.
I'm going to start doing the American accent. Just
let's hear you try.
Call them pretty. Just call them pretty. Say that they're beautiful. Sit them down. Give them a drink. Okay? Don't be such a pussy hole about it.
Other thing is the voice in the back of your mind that saying something's going on is right. That little voice in the back of your mind is right. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I completely agree.
I feel like I'm on Lesbian Supper Club now.
Yeah, you are. You are now Scarlett. Well done. Congratulations. Yeah, I think it's really difficult. I think as well, it depends on like where you live. I think a lot of people obviously worry that there's going to be like homophobic hate as well. So as long as you're in like a safe space.
All right, you brought us back to reality, Windsor.
Say that they're beautiful. I think that's a big thing as well. Be like, you're so beautiful, or like, your eyes are stunning, or like whatever it might be. You're so welcome. Yeah. And is this why you're asking this question? Because you wanted me to compliment you?
No, give me examples
of a compliment.
I do this to every guest. Yeah. Give me examples of things you'd say to me if you liked me.
I used to do that to my friends, honestly. I was like, the ones that I fancy.
You have nothing to lose, you guys. Mm-hmm. You have nothing to lose. Did you see the Barbie movie?
I did.
What did you think about it? As well,
I really liked it, you know. I really liked it.
Yeah.
I thought it was really like, okay, so like they made it quite kind of like silly, like the film itself, but I think they just did that to make it digestible to the masses, because they knew that if they like bang the drum so much about misogyny in the more serious way, that so many people would be like, oh, I fucking hated that film, and they're going to storm out because they don't want to fucking hear it, or they don't believe in it, or like all these different things. And people are just like, I'm sorry, but the majority of people just... And so I think that with the Barbie movie, I think it was just done really well. Like, I feel like that the way that everything was kind of like created, I thought it was just really clever. I did like it. I'm sad that she didn't scissor anyone.
You know, expressed my sexuality as a child, was like, let's make these Barbies hook up.
Yeah.
But I agree
making
with you.
Out and then scissors.
Yeah.
And then from behind.
From behind.
Yeah. I think what we should do is release gay Barbie with adjustables. So like it comes with its own strap on.
That's amazing. I don't think Mattel will go for that.
I think if they don't, we do it ourselves.
I think you do a Lesbian Supper Club doll that you and Scarlett release. I mean, and just Let that thing. Now you're, let's really embarrass your mom.
Yeah, let's really do
What does your daughter do? She has a lesbian podcast and now she has that strap on Barbie. Oh, fuck.
She plays it every night.
Yeah, but it was, I do think the way they talked about like feminism and doing it in like a light way like that was, and funny, you know, was really masterful, to be honest.
Yes. I dug the soundtrack as well. Although now apparently Lizzo's getting canceled, so I don't know how that's going to go down.
Well, she's like fat shaming her backup dancers.
What the fuck?
It's pretty confusing. Pretty confusing. Do you think Margot Robbie, is that like a big celebrity crush of yours? Or
Huge. Margot Robbie, Jodie Comer.
Jodie Comer.
Jodie Comer, come
on. Is she not unbelievable?
She is like off the Richter scale hot. Like Jodie Comer is ridiculous. Obviously, Angelina Jolie, Charlize Theron. Jennifer Aniston has been a new one of mine recently.
She's my OG.
She's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, you know my stuff with Jennifer Aniston or no?
I don't actually.
I'll have to send you some of the clips about Jennifer Aniston. But you were in love with Killing Eve?
Oh, God, yeah. I would do anything for her to just kill me.
It was amazing. It was fucking amazing. Thank you for coming on and having lesbian supper with me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
It was great. Freya, how do I tell, where should people follow you? Tell them what you want them to look out of yours.
You can follow me on Instagram @_itsfreya, the same _, it's Freya on TikTok, and Lesbian Supper Club Pod on Instagram. Please do. Please Brilliant. Come say hi. And we love our Americans as well. So, yeah.
Thank you. Thanks so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. I hope Scarlett's migraine feels better.
Oh, no, that's okay. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Bye.